Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us this morning is Cynthia McAndrew. Cynthia is the race director for the Zero Prostate Cancer Run Walk in Tyler coming up on September 29th. Also, a prostate cancer awareness advocate, which I just kind of fits in real neatly with what we're all about today. It would be kind of surprising if you weren't a prostate cancer awareness advocate, but in any event, good morning, Cynthia. Great to have you with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/infocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website early in the morning, the day after the show airs. Cynthia, a little bit about you. You are married to Jim McAndrew, who is a doctor at Urology Tyler, which is the host sponsor for the big event September 29th at the Village at Cumberland Park. And you have been a prostate cancer awareness advocate, I assume, for a good while. Now, how many years have we done the Prostate Cancer Run Walk in Tyler?
This is our third year.
Okay. And I will tell you right at the outset, just as a kind of disclaimer, full disclosure type thing, I myself am a prostate cancer survivor, and this goes back to about 2006. In my case, I'll be brief. They caught it early. Everything's been taken care of, and I'm continuing to live a normal, happy life. And
yay.
That's pretty much all we need to say about that. Although I do appreciate the yay, I also need to let everyone know that Urology Tyler, which is where your husband Jim works,
yes,
is my urological health care provider. Also the host sponsor for this event, while the presenting sponsor is the Hope Cancer Center of Tyler. You have a number of sponsors, but I guess those are the two biggies.
Those are our two biggies, plus AbbVie, who produces Lupron, which is a shot that many men who have prostate cancer receive. And
okay.
It is very effective.
All righty. Now, the Zero Prostate Cancer Run Walk in Tyler. Let's start off by getting some basic information about where that's going to be and when, and then we'll go into some basic information about prostate cancer and sort of go from there. Where and when? We mentioned the Village at Cumberland Park, but I think we can be a little more specific than that.
Okay. Well, the actual event is on Saturday, September 29th at 9:30. That is when the 5K Run Walk will take off. But you can show up as early as 7 a.m. for late registration, early packet pickup, and we will just take off after that. Following the 5K is the 1 mile survivor walk that anyone is also welcome to participate in, whether you're a survivor or not. You can bring your family to walk, etc. And then following both those events is our Kids Dash for Dads, which is a wonderful superhero race for all children under the age of 10. It's about a 100-yard dash, and we will have just people cheering those kids on. It's darling. Parents can run with their kids if they want to, because some of these little babies are uncomfortable running on their own and being apart from their parents. So we plan to have a very safe environment for children to be there.
Okay, so we're talking about the Zero Prostate Cancer Run Walk in Tyler, Saturday, September 29th at the Village at Cumberland Park. And the Hampton Inn there is pretty much the primary location.
That's our hub. They have been tremendously hospitable to us. So everything, the packet pickup, our volunteer party, our free PSA screenings, our bicycle raffle, all that will be happening at the Hampton Inn on Friday from 12 to 6, and our volunteer party is also there from 6 to 7:30. So come by, because there's going to be a lot of festivities there and just a lot of hubbub going on, and our PSA screenings are open to the entire public, and it's just a simple blood draw that takes a split second to do, and then we will get your results back to you. If a man's PSA is elevated, we will get that back to him and then encourage him to see his primary care physician.
Okay, so Saturday, September 29th, you're at the Village at Cumberland Park. What is the specific location where people need to show up?
People show up to there's a children's park at the Village at Cumberland Park,
okay,
across from Studio Movie Grill.
All right.
So that is where the start-finish line is. That's where all the festivities are. That's where our expo is with all of our sponsors, our food court. And there's going to be great food out there. All the restaurants out there are participating and providing pizza and cannolis and and Nectar is doing little fruit smoothie things. And
oh,
so
boy.
We're excited about the food, too.
Okay. The Zero Prostate Cancer Run, Walk, and Tyler is our primary topic this morning. We're visiting with Cynthia McAndrew, the race director. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. But we're also talking about the Zero Prostate Cancer Run, Walk's parent organization, Zero, the End of Prostate Cancer, usually abbreviated to Zero, and of course promoting prostate cancer awareness in general. So to just kind of tie it all together, the money raised through this event is going to Zero, the End of Prostate Cancer, and I take it that that is for prostate cancer research?
It's for research, awareness, advocacy, education, patient assistance. Just they do so many things, but the one reason why we love working with Zero is because 50% of our profits come back to Tyler. And the last 2 years, we have donated those profits to Bethesda Health Clinic. And to date, we've donated over $80,000 to Bethesda, and we hope to donate another $45,000 this year at the end of our event.
Okay, let's give out a couple of websites here. If you want to register for the event, still have a few days to do that. You go to www.zeroprostatecancerrun.org/Tyler, ASAP, because time is running short now. www.zeroprostatecancerrun.org/Tyler, and pretty much all the information that you're going to need is going to be right there. If you want to learn more about prostate cancer, and I personally recommend this as a very good site for prostate cancer education, just go to the Zero website. That is www.zerocancer.org. Pretty much everything you need to know about prostate cancer is going to be on there. After that, it's up to you as far as whether you want to participate in events like this, whether you want to be diagnosed, not diagnosed, we hope, but tested to see if you have prostate cancer or if a loved one has prostate cancer. But if you want to just get the basic information and then some, I do recommend that website, zerocancer.org. Let's talk just briefly here about prostate cancer. Then I want to go into more detail about some of the activities and then more detail about some of the things people really need to know about prostate cancer. Some of the main things that you want to just get out there right now, Cynthia, about what everybody needs to know about prostate cancer.
Well, number one is the men do need to get their PSA checked. They need to know what their number is. That's an important thing. And we recommend, my husband, Dr. Jim McAndrew, and I recommend at age 40 to start keeping track of that. It is just a simple blood test. It gives men information that they can use to make decisions about their health care. It empowers men to have choices, and getting it checked yearly gives even better information because you can follow the trend. My husband says, not knowing, you could be a ticking time bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband has been following his PSA since age 40. And his PSA at age 40 was 0.08. And 3 or 4 years ago, a study came out that says if your PSA is 0.08 at age 40, you're at high risk for life-threatening prostate cancer. And that's how my husband was. Then he was diagnosed at age 55 with aggressive prostate cancer. He had a radical prostatectomy, and he is 20 months cancer-free and doing great. He's back to all of his normal activities, and it's fabulous. So we are just extremely thankful for that early detection.
Prostate cancer does not have a very high rate of death, but there's another side to that coin. And I mentioned my case, and of course you're talking about your husband now. If you catch it early, my understanding has always been that chances are excellent that you're going to take care of it and that you're going to survive and be able to live a pretty normal, healthy, happy life. So early detection, as is the case with so many other kinds of, I guess with all kinds of cancer, is really the key.
Early detection is definitely the key. It's just really sad if a man is not getting his PSA checked yearly, and at age 55, he has a high PSA, and if he had started getting it checked at age 50, that he could have had it taken care of earlier, and it would not have metastasized. What they're seeing is they're seeing more men with prostate cancer that is detected later,
mm-hmm.
because they have not been doing the PSA screenings. And the PSA screenings help find prostate cancer early. I mean, it is not a perfect science by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah.
That's another reason why we support Zero, is because they are helping preserve research dollars up in Washington, D.C. They are assisting men. Like, you can call, if you have prostate cancer, you can call them and ask questions. They will set you up with a mentor. They're just doing some really good things that we could not do by ourselves in our own community.
Okay. And as far as the PSA is concerned, that can, and very often, probably in most cases for men in that age group, is just a normal part of an annual physical. If you're going to your GP, I don't know if they still use that term anymore or not, but your family doctor, whatever term is, what do they call general practitioners now?
Might be a family practice
doctor. Yeah. Internal medicine, sure. Internal. If you go to that doctor and you're getting your annual physical, normally a PSA, at least in my case, a PSA was just part of the action. And that's how my cancer was, that's how they first got suspicious about it. So you can do it that way. You can go to a family practice physician or to a urologist. But bottom line, regardless of all that, you're recommending once a year, get that tested and get to work on it as soon as you can if it looks like you're at risk or even have the possibility of prostate cancer, it sounds like to me.
Yes, that's correct. And if your primary care physician does not have you get, if he does, if he's not doing a PSA on you, I would recommend that you just ask him, may I do a PSA screening? Because mm-hmm. it's a simple blood test that they can do when they do your regular blood draws. The other thing is that if you are at high risk, for instance, our son now is at high risk for prostate cancer because his grandfather is a prostate cancer survivor, his dad is a prostate cancer survivor. So we are, just for our family, this is not a national recommendation, but this is just our family. What we're doing is at age 35, we are going to encourage him to get a baseline PSA screening. And then we are going to encourage him at age 40 to get it once a year at that age. But if you are not at high risk like our family is, we recommend that men begin getting their PSA screenings, all men, at age 50.
At age 50. Okay, that's the number I was looking for, because we're going to come back to this and go into some more detail a little bit later on in the show. But the show is In Focus. I'm John Sims, and we're talking to Cynthia McAndrew, the race director for the Zero Prostate Cancer Run Walk in Tyler, coming up September 29th, also discussing its parent organization, Zero, the End of Prostate Cancer, and just prostate cancer awareness in general. And Cynthia, besides being the race director, also wants everyone to know that she is a prostate cancer awareness advocate. And I think that's important. The two obviously go hand in hand, but it's not just a once-a-year thing for you. You're a year-round prostate cancer advocate and quite passionate about it, I might add, just based on the conversation we've had so far. Let's talk about, and we've hit this a little bit, but let's go into some more detail and maybe repeat some things if necessary about what's going to be happening on September 28th and September 29th. Now, it all does really kind of hit the launching pad, I guess you could say, on Friday, September 28th. This is all going to be at the Hampton Inn in the Village at Cumberland Park on South Broadway in Tyler. Let's just kind of run through. You got about seven items on here. Let's go through all of those.
All righty. So we are going to be at the Hampton Inn on Friday, September the 28th. Packet pickup begins at 12 noon and goes through 6 p.m. You can also register at that time. There's also going to be free PSA screenings from 12 noon to 6 in the boardroom at the Hampton Inn, and that is open to the public. There is no charge for those free PSA screenings. We're just going to have some nurses there drawing blood. If a man has an elevated PSA, we will send a letter to them to encourage them to go see their primary care physician or their urologist. We are also going to be having a volunteer rally from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in the Cumberland Room at the Hampton Inn again, and that is for all of our volunteers. They'll get instructions on where to be, what time they're to be there, and what they're going to be doing. This year, we're excited to offer a bicycle raffle, and we mm-hmm. are going to have four different bicycles that we are raffling off. Walmart donated three bicycles for children, and we also have one very nice bicycle donated by Elite Cycle, a $700 Kona bicycle. And you can purchase tickets at Hope Cancer Center. Right now, you can start buying tickets at Hope Cancer Center, or you can purchase them at Packet Pickup. We will do the drawing at the Zero Prostate Cancer Run Walk, and you do not have to be present to win. but we would love to have you there.
All righty. And that's Friday, September 28th at the Hampton Inn on South Broadway. One more thing, Cynthia?
Is we're also giving away hard hats for kids.
Ooh, yeah.
Smith County Medical Alliance and Smith County Medical Society have gone together with the Texas Medical Association Foundation, and we have 100 children's bicycle helmets that will be fitted and given away, and that is open to the public as well.
All righty. Now, you mentioned a volunteer rally, and it looks like your volunteers are pretty well in hand at this stage as we're getting closer and closer to the race, but still some volunteer opportunities?
Yes, some great volunteer opportunities. We need cheerleaders and just people to cheer people on around the course. We need a little bit of help with during the race, just to check with our vendors, check with our food court, make sure all of the people who are participating are doing well. So we would love to have you, and you can register at our website. That's the zeroprostatecancerrun.org/Tyler.
All right, very good. And while we're giving out websites, let's also throw in the website for Zero Cancer, which is the beneficiary of this event. Zerocancer.org is the website for the parent organization that just oversees all of this and takes so much responsibility for awareness, research, education, advocacy, and just really the whole nine yards in that regard.
And they are a top-notch charity. They are a four-star charity with Charity Navigators. They have very high ratings, and all that is public information. That's another reason why we like to partner with them.
Okay. Again, talking about the Zero Prostate Cancer Run, Walk, and Tyler on Saturday, September 29th, with preliminaries on the 28th. It's parent organization Zero, the End of Prostate Cancer and Prostate Cancer Awareness in General. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus, and the race director, the director of the Zero Prostate Cancer Run, Walk, and Tyler, Cynthia McAndrew, is our guest this morning. Now the big one, Saturday, September 29th. We have to, it'll still be dark when people start getting there, 6 a.m.
But it's going to be cooler.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's the good news. Just go ahead and run through all that. Tell us what's going on.
All righty. Well, that morning you can show up as early as 7 a.m. Our volunteers are going to be there about 6 a.m., but our big news is our Survivor Breakfast. That is from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. at FD's Grill House. And you can RSVP for that event through the www.zeroprostatecancerrun.org. And it says, calling all survivors. And this is a free breakfast to survivors. And they may invite one guest to join them. And we just would love, love, love to have you there to celebrate your life, to just rejoice with you in just that you're with us.
Okay. Now, you do say that an RSVP is required for the Survivor Breakfast, and is that just the simplest way to do it, just to go to the Zero Prostate Cancer Run Tyler website and take it from there? I know there's a couple of other points of contact information. Do we want to give those out?
Sure. We can go ahead. You can also, if you are not technically savvy, just you can email me personally at cynthia.jcmcandrew@gmail.com, and I can help you work through that. Our goal is to have a minimum of 100 survivors at our breakfast, and we would love to have 100 survivors at our run walk. To date, I think we have over 50 survivors registered for our walk, which is a record for us, and we are just looking forward to, honestly, just celebrating life with them.
Okay. There's also an Eventbrite page, www.eventbrite.com. You can search Zero City Tyler, Texas, and then the event's also on your Facebook page. But I guess just really, if there's one point of contact for any of these events, yes, we just really need to recommend www.zeroprostatecancerrun.org/Tyler. Everything you need to know about the Friday and Saturday events is going to be on there. Any problems, any questions, just feel free to email Cynthia, cynthia.jcmcandrew@gmail.com. And that all happens on Saturday, September 29th. Let's go ahead and run through some of the specific activities that are going to be going on that day. I know there's a 5K run walk, a 1 mile walk, and I think several other different types of runs and walks that you have going that day.
And then we have also the Kids Dash for Dads. It's our superhero run, and we are going to have superhero cupcakes for the kids at the finish line. provided by Super One. So we're excited about that, too.
All right. As well, you should be. Stick around for the family-friendly post-race celebrations. At the risk of repeating anything, and I don't think it's a bad thing if we are, shirts, free food, prizes, the opportunity to connect with others who are affected by prostate cancer. For a lot of folks, that's going to be the most important thing, isn't it?
It is. It's just, it's such a positive environment, and we just had great success with it, and we will also have a survivor tent. So if a survivor is going through chemotherapy or going through radiation or is just recovering from surgery, they are welcome to just come and enjoy sitting in the tent. We will have coffee, we'll have cookies, we'll have fruit, and we're gonna have balloons on the table because we want it to be just a time to celebrate and a time to encourage one another. Last year when people were there, they were amazed at how many smiles they saw and how kind all of the vendors were. And you can ask questions. We're going to have some great drug companies out there that are going to have information about prostate cancer. And I just think it's a wonderful way to get educated, to be encouraged, and for all of us to raise awareness and show our love for others.
Okay, a couple of housekeeping things here. And if we've mentioned these earlier in maybe shorter form and we repeat them, again, nothing wrong with that. Late registration and packet pickup is 7 to 9 a.m. on Saturday, September 29th. Survivor Tent opens at 9:15. That'll be sponsored by AbbVie with several hosts involved, and that's open until 11 a.m. Warm-up, 9:10 to 9:20. National Anthem at 9:20. Prayer, 9:25. And you start walking and doing all the things we're basically talking about today. That starts, about 9:30 or so?
9:30.
Okay.
Kick off at 9:30, and hopefully we'll be on time.
All righty. Well, we're always hoping for that, aren't we? I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. We're talking to Cynthia McAndrew, the race director for the Zero Prostate Cancer Run, Walk, and Tyler, coming up at the Village at Cumberland Park on South Broadway, Saturday, September 29th. Also mentioning prominently its parent organization, Zero, the End of Prostate Cancer, and discussing prostate cancer awareness in general. Crunching a few other numbers here, I think you may have mentioned some of this earlier. Your fundraising to date is what, $87,000 or thereabouts so far?
$87,000 to date.
Okay.
Yes. So we're hoping to get to $120,000. That's our goal, and our goal is to have 600 participants and 100 volunteers. So we hope to have a minimum of 700 people out there on Saturday morning.
You're going to be awfully crowded, and that is a good thing. Registered runners and walkers so far, a little over 350. Last year at this time, it was about 268, so your event is growing, and you're looking to go from 350 or 355 all the way to 600 in the next few days. So lots of work to do.
I think we're about 400 today.
400? So. Okay. Some of the information you gave me, well, that's good. I mean, you sent me this information a few days ago, and we are certainly glad to report that people are continuing to jump on board. Survivor Breakfast, maybe 60 or more registered so far, did you tell me?
75 registered so 75. Far, something like that.
Okay, so it is going to be big, and it won't be any problem for you at all, or for anybody who cares about prostate cancer, if it gets even bigger. Let's talk about prostate cancer a little bit more, and some of the things that maybe we have covered already but need to go into in a little bit more detail. I'm going to go ahead and mention that website at least one more time, mm-hmm. zerocancer.org. That is the parent organization for this event. So much to see, so much to learn on that website. Now, in 2018, about 12,600 men in Texas are going to be diagnosed with prostate cancer. 1,830 will lose their battle to this disease. And it goes without saying that prostate cancer is light years away from being a death sentence. If you take care, if you get tested every year, and if you just follow the rules and listen to your doctors, there's an excellent chance that you're going to survive. But on the other hand, it's also the number two reason men die in the United States.
Yes, and we have had some dear friends pass away, and Jerry Wolverton passed away last year of prostate cancer, so we are really going to miss him.
Very big man in the community, longtime acquaintance of mine, as a matter of fact.
And ours, too, and it's just devastating. I mean, he was diagnosed at age 48, so it's just very important for men to stay on top of their health care, not only for themselves, but for their families.
Mm-hmm. Celebrities, Dan Fogelberg, the singer, actor Jerry Orbach, both succumbed to prostate cancer. And again, you just catch it early, discuss with your doctor or your medical team what your options are. Just really work with them. Try and make the right decision that's going to be best not only for you, but for your family and for your friends.
And ZeroCancer.org, they can connect you to mentors and things like that. They're doing a lot of great things, and they can help you with insurance questions and some things that maybe local physicians cannot help you with. So I would just highly recommend that if you need a resource that you reach out to that website or to their hotline.
Okay. Know your risk and take appropriate action. Can't repeat that often enough. The biggest factors are sex, race, and family history. Aging, diet, and chemical exposure can also increase your risk. Did you have any maybe brief comments you wanted to make about that? Because there's a lot more detail on the website, but maybe you wanted to say something.
African-American men are twice as likely to get prostate cancer and twice as likely to die from prostate cancer. That is a message we are trying to get out to our African-American men. So if you are African-American, please have your PSA checked, and this is an opportunity for you to come and get a free PSA screening on Friday, September 28th from 12 to 6. I went out to Juneteenth and participated there because it's difficult to reach out to all these different men who are at high risk, and that was a great opportunity to be out there. So, because we want to make sure that our men are taken care of.
For the uninitiated, Juneteenth, a very big day in the African American community, the celebration of the day Texas slaves learned they were free back in the 19th century. Big celebration held at Woldert Park every year and also some other locations, something I've been familiar with for a very long time. And that's just for folks who may not be familiar with Juneteenth and about your efforts to connect with this portion of the community that may need some more awareness of prostate cancer. And everybody does, men in that age group. Let's go back and the primary age group where men really need to be focusing on this. I know you can start as early as age 40 or younger, but you say after age 50, you need to be checking every year?
At age 50, every single year. If you have a family history, you do need to start at age 40 and get it yearly. Many men think you just, it's kind of one and done. It is not. It's a yearly exam, yearly blood draw. Just as a mammogram is a yearly event for a woman. It's very important for men to stay on top of this, know your number, track it, keep the progression. That's how my husband caught his. When he was diagnosed with prostate cancer, his PSA was only 3.5. Mm-hmm. It was very low. And I mean, I'm just so grateful that he did that for our family and caught it early. And it was contained, and we are having great results.
Okay. Just some basic facts that we'll go over now for the uninitiated. The prostate is a small walnut-shaped gland in the male reproductive system. You can learn more about that on the Zero Cancer website. It's also the most commonly diagnosed cancer in men after skin cancer. As far as this event coming up on the 29th with the preliminaries on the 28th, the Zero Prostate Cancer Run Walk in Tyler, this is the only men's health event of any kind in East Texas. It's the largest men's health event in the nation. And as we kind of get ready to wind down the show and continue to make people aware of all this, I guess we're kind of hitting it just in time. September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Only a few days left in the month, but it's not too late to get the word out about that as well.
That's right. And that's why we do this race. And Zero is trying to build Generation Zero, the first generation of men free from prostate cancer, through our national run walk series, education and patient support programs, and grassroots advocacy.
All righty. Nearly 100% of men diagnosed with prostate cancer in its early stages are still alive 5 years after diagnosis. Early detection can, and we're sure, often does save lives. So I guess we can just kind of go back to that again briefly. Early detection really is the key to all this.
Early detection is the key in getting your PSA screening done. Check with your primary care physician. Get that checked out. And if you have family members in other parts of the country, The Run Walk series is in over 40 cities across the nation.
Okay, we are talking and just getting ready to wrap it up today, talking about the Zero Prostate Cancer Run Walk in Tyler. It's parent organization Zero, the End of prostate cancer awareness in general. Cynthia McAndrew, the director of the Zero Prostate Cancer Run Walk in Tyler, is our guest this morning. And again, I'm just going to go over some of the basics here as we kind of wind things up. Preliminaries are September 28th, the big event, the Prostate Cancer Run Walk, is September 29th. And go to zeroprostatecancerrun.org/Tyler for more information. Cynthia, thanks for joining us this morning. It's been very helpful and informative.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, Cynthia McAndrew, prostate cancer advocate, is our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us, and see you again next week on In Focus.